Marabra Boisai, lessons from the lathe. Pesach HaBa'alein Latova, an exclusive message for Pesach, as we don't have a Parsha this week. We have Pesach. I do feel a little bit bad for Parshas Achrimos here in Eretz Yisrael. We'll be reading in a week from now. Probably will not have time to have a separate message for Achrimos. Pesach HaBa'alein Latova, I think I have a beautiful idea that is quite integral to our Pesach experience. We dedicate the Shir L'Zecher Nishmas, the Kedoshim, who have passed away over the last 2 weeks in Arzeno HaKadosha through terror, through these Arab terrorists, Yamach Shemam, who define Ramadan in a very, very different way. And we hope that they are Me'el Tziosher to the difficult time that the families certainly have to deal with, and those that are still in the hospital, the Rebbeinu Shlom, should send them Refuah Shlema. Besoch Shar Chalei Yisrael, we should be zoicha not to see any terror, and to be zoicha to see the Korban Pesach, and only good things. So the idea that I'm going to speak about today comes from a number of different sources. I'm going to start with the idea of Rav Asher Weiss. And certainly, on a simple level, we should all want to know what we should be doing at the Seder. And we do spend a lot of time, as we should, preparing Divrei Torah, and my wife is fond on the last few days of listening to different podcasts of different amazing speakers who tell us how to win at the Seder, how to make the Seder something that's successful, and it's certainly something that is so challenging. Children of different ages, and sometimes parents, Baruch Hashem, grandparents being there, we want to make it something that's important. And Rav Shachter said a line, before we get to Rav Asher Weiss, that was so amazing in its simplicity, and that is that we have to be very, very careful. In the OU magazine, Sir Rav Shachter said that we have to be very, very careful, that sometimes we miss the trees in the forest, and sometimes we miss the point of the day. And we talk about gematrias, and we speak out all these different Torahs without telling our children why we're here. And its essence is the Rebbeinu Shlom loves us. The Rebbeinu Shlom took us out of Mitzrayim. The Rebbeinu Shlom took us out to become a nation, and what that entails. And on the dovetails of that, Rav Asher Weiss speaks about the idea that each of the Shlosh Regalim have a theme. And it's quite well known, of course, that we say in davening, Sukkos is man simchaseinu, Shavuos is man matan toraseinu, and Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim are all of them, interesting enough. But when it comes to the Chag of Chag HaMatzos Hazeh, Zman Cheiruseinu, Rav Asher Weiss wonders, why is that the theme of the holiday? Zman Cheiruseinu. The Chachamim tell us in Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, She'ein lecha ben chorim ela mi she'oisek b'Talmud Torah. So says Rav Asher Weiss, there must be a grand connection between Cheirus and Torah. But is it true? Ha'oisek b'Torah ben chorim? That's a free person? I would think, says Rav Asher Weiss, A halo ella ein lecha evid godol mizu. Halo hanoheg sheba oilam she adon sholeik bechol masei avdo. What is a true master? A master controls your life. He tells you everything that you have to do. When to wake up in the morning, when you're going to eat, when you're going to sleep. But really, in a way, isn't that the avdus that we experience with the Rebbeinu Shalom? Hu machlit matay yavor, matay yanuach. When you're sleeping, when you're matay yilech, matay yavo, matay yechol, matay yarov, yarev lechem. Isn't that the situation that we're in? But this type of avdus, of course, is different. She'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafetz ba'avdut mitoch Kfiya, elav avdus mitoch bechira. The Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't want us to think of this as avdus, like a master and a slave, where the slave has no choice, and if he had the choice, he certainly would be happy to leave. But it's a bechira that we have of what we want to do. As the Torah tells us in Parshas Devarim, in Sefer Devarim, u'bacharto b'chayim. B'nei Chorim, anachnu livchor b'chayim ulamavas. The Rabbanu says, v'chayim to b'chayim. You have a choice. You have something called free will. Comes up a lot, of course, in our Pesach Seder, Paro's free will. What did it mean? The Rabbanu Shalom was kifres halev. He had a heart that was hardened because he wanted him to make the right choice, and his mind, he wasn't able to. So he made it clearer for him. We have a choice of b'charta b'chayim u'b'movis b'bracha u'b'klala. Eich, the Yetzihara, is the one that's trying to trick us to not do the right thing, to not make the right choices, which a lot of times when we make the bad choices, we said, I know that was the right choice. I was conned into it. However, Omnam Kisha Oisek Adam Batoira, says Rav Asher Weiss, when a person is Oisek Batoira, the Yiras Atoiv, and he sees what's good, the Harev, the Tome, and he is able to taste the Ziv Hashchina, that's a Ben Chorim. Because what we understand as mitzvot is a way to tzava, to get closer to the Rabbanu Shalom, to do what we know is the right thing to do. And therefore, it's obvious, says Rav Asher Weiss, Shebe emes yatsu mi mitzrayim latzeit mi avdus la'avdus. It actually wasn't mi avdus l'cheirus. It wasn't from slavery to freedom. Mi avdus l'mloch basar v'adam la'avdus mi melech ma'achi amlochim. To move from an avdus of a king to the avdus of the king of all kings, the Rabbanu Shalom. As the pasuk tells us, "Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, avadahim, asher hotzeiti eschem mi'eretz Mitzrayim." Rabbanu Shalom specifically chose us to leave Mitzrayim for one reason and one reason only: to become avadim to the Rabbanu Shalom in this very special and unique way. And yes, it's quite true, the Rabbanu Shalom chose us for this task. Ein anu chafatzim bichirot elo ba'avdus. Eicha ulam ein adam yachol liyos eved Hashem kol od evedu l'malach basar v'adam. A person has to recognize and realize that he needs these set of rules in order to serve Hashem, so that his mind is clear. Yes, we are b'nei Chorim. Moyel Adam, eich ein anu b'nei Chorim la'atzmeinu etzem mahut kol kulo abdus. Avadam anachlo melech basar v'adam. We have to understand that the concept of cheirus is much different than we see. You know, we say I remember growing up as a kid, I had a Rebbe who said that he's very into saying the famous national anthem of Israel. But he changed one term, and he incorrectly said, and this is certainly not true, but he said that, you know, originally, it wasn't Lios Am Chofshi Be'artzeinu. It's Lios Am Kodesh Be'artzeinu. And he says, I'm just singing the original. I looked it up years later, and that's not true. But sometimes we misunderstand Lios Am Chovshi, what that means to be Chovshi Be'artzeinu. And I must point out that the aftermath of the specific terrorist attack in Tel Aviv, Dizengorf, in some ways was much different than other ones. And it's getting a lot of press, and they're speaking a lot more about the Kedoshim that died, excuse me for saying, as opposed to the week before when it was Jews from Bnei Brak, at least from what I see in the media. Because the dream of the typical Israeli is Lios Am Chovshi Be'artzeinu. Lios Bnei Chorim, that's not Bnei Chorim. And I have to admit that the reaction is quite beautiful. The reaction is not a Ben Chorim reaction. The reaction of davening the next morning there and having regular Jews of all shapes and sizes join the tefillah or join the singing, make a big circle and sing Acheinu Kol Beis Yisrael. and to come and light yahrzeit candles for the kedoshim. That's not the Bnei Chayim is speaking about. That's avdus. That's recognizing that there's a higher being and a higher reason for everything. And the mahut of Adam is this different type of avdus. Ra, Roger Weiss says, this all comes together with the Lashon HaZahav Shel HaRambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Ovel, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud, the following. Ko ha-porshim midarchei tzibur v'heim ha-anashim she-parku ol mitzvos mi-al tzavaram v'ein nichlalim b'chlal Yisrael b'yasiyas ha-mitzvos u'b'kovud ha-mo'ados v'yeshivas batek n'esiyos u'basim metrojros ela harei hein kivnei chorim la'atzmam ka'asher umas v'aleim ha-kosev y'omar. They are hated by their bunch. Those that are porik the ol and think that they're truly free, that's not a freedom that you want. That's a freedom of atzmam. That's not a true freedom. They're porik the ol. They don't do the mitzvos. They don't do anything. It's much different. Omnam ha'olam heim b'nei chayrin le'atzmam. Lochein ameinu b'nei chayrin. Anu mi'olam shel malachim v'zarim. We're ma'malachas kainim a'gay kadosh. We recognize that we're not stam in the army of the Ribbono Shalom, but we are officers in the army. Nilchamim anu lehishtachrer mishibud malchus aval ein anu b'nei chorim le'atzmeinu elo l'kodesh baruch. Avodim anachto. Oh, and how? We are avodim to Ribbono Shalom. Avdei Hashem. Fosher Weiss is fond of the famous story that he loves to tell, that Baruch Hashem I heard years before, of the great Geri Rebbe. And the Geri Rebbe was Dorish the night before, that the greatest school a person can have is tomorrow morning when we say Hallel, to say with great koiches, Ono Hashem. And in the morning there was a fight in the Beis Medrash. What did he mean? When the Rebbe said, Ano Hashem, Ano Hashem, what's with the Ano Hashem Oshiana, Ano Hashem Atzlichana, they're fighting back and forth, the great Perushim on these two terms, Hoshiana, Atzlichana. And the Ger Rebbe's son would, in the future, take over, as the Ger Rebbe said, no, you're wrong. My father's kivun was, he was Mekabin too, Ano Hashem, Keni Abdecha, Ani Abdecha, Ben Abbas. The highest level, the great school that we can have, is making the declaration, I am your slave. But not a slave in the traditional term. Recognizing that the mitzvahs put us on a tremendous path. And the Ribbono Shel Olam loves us. And Pesach is a time that we have to focus and tell our kids what it is. We're not B'nei Chayrim the way that it sounds like. Zman Chayrusenu is a different type of Chayrus. It's a physical chayrus that we have only one person to rely upon. It's a chayrus of knowing the Ribbono Shel Olam is on our side. It's a chayrus of knowing, even when the going gets tough, I have the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's hugging me. He's on my side. In the drush part of Rav Bagno Shlita's Shabbos HaGobel drusha, he pointed to something that I will respectfully disagree with, but the point is there. There's a great discussion. His drush was based on the halachas of what exactly is the din of dalet kosos, and how the dalet kosos is not just the regular kosher bracha we have. It doesn't follow the same rules. In fact, the fact that we have four of them seemingly makes no sense because it's against the laws of brachos. But it's done, as Rav Soloveitchik writes, and he quotes in the name of his great grandfather, Rav Chaim, and there's a wonderful story of Rav Moshe heading Chaslovich, the town, right after World War I, and his brother, the Briska Rav, is there. And Nebuch, because of the war, they had not enough wine, but for one person at the Seder, and everybody else was going to have Chamar Medina. And the question was, well, what do we do over here? And the Mechadish, the idea of you need the idea of Cheir, as Gemara in Pesachim says, it's not just being Yotze on a cup of wine. It doesn't have the same laws. It said Al Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. It said Al HaKos, Al HaHalel. It's part and parcel, and that's why it can't be eaten. The Vas Achas, the Rav beautifully says that the whole concept of these Dalar Kosos are said B'Simcha on the Haggadah itself. And therefore, famously, there's a debate. What do we do if a person doesn't like wine? Famously, Rav Soloveitchik said a person could have grape juice. This year, I was zoicha to learn with my son Aaron, and we learned the sugya, this exact sugya. We discussed it on an eight lessons from the lave on a Wednesday morning, our halacha lessons from the lave. And we learned the tshuva of Rav Sternbach, a recent tshuva from his most recent Chelek Zion, where Rav Sternbach says, and I was quite surprised to see this, is that if it's not arevlo, because that's one of the dinim and he has to enjoy it, he should try to mix wine. He should really try. And famously, in two places, one Yushalmi and Gemara Nedarim, of different Rabbanim, Shua, who had a headache until Shavuos. Ah, doesn't that show? Why didn't he have grape juice? It shows that. So many comments, Rav Schechter writes, that that's not true. They didn't have grape juice then. Grape juice is something that needs to stay and be refrigerated, right? They didn't have preservatives nowadays. It could stay on the shelf for many, many, many months. Then it couldn't. He said that they had spoken to Mr. Herzog, the inventor of Kedem grape juice, and he said that it just historically it wasn't a fact. But maybe they liked it, says Rav Sternbach. He liked it, but it gave him a headache afterwards. It was the after effect. But it has to be something that you like. Why do I bring this up, says Rav Bagno? Maybe there is an inyan that on Pesach, Dafka, we don't do what comes naturally to us. We live in a society that today everybody has to do what feels good. If it doesn't feel good, just don't do it. And unfortunately, many people don't follow basic halachas because that's stupid. It doesn't apply to me. Somebody was commenting last night. We were talking about yes, vayinom, no, vayinom. And they were talking about what about it? This came to a discussion about it's about the isser of doing malacha. Do we follow malacha? And the person said, well, what about if you're following the minhag of the makom? And he said, well, what about 2 days? Everybody only does 1 day today. And Rav Bagno was like, really? I don't know if that's true. There are people, as I speak to my students sometimes, who say, yeah, I do 1 day when I'm Eretz Yisrael. I said, oh, that your Rav said is fine if your Rav told you. He says, nah, I just do it. You know, there's plenty of people to know. I quote a famous rabbi who says one day, he says, yeah, I was at a hockey game once and he was there, so you know, I'm cut short of him. But says the Rav Bagno that maybe the idea is that sometimes we don't do what we like. Sometimes we drink things we don't like. I respectfully disagree because it seems that many say that grape juice is okay, but I agree with the concept. The concept is beautiful. The concept is a true Eved doesn't always do. Yes, an Eved recognized that even if he didn't sleep all night, even if, unfortunately, Shabbos, you forgot to set the air conditioning, and you can't sleep, and in the middle of the night, it happened to my kids, their air conditioning didn't go on this Shabbos. And then in the middle of the night, things only got worse. They have a little walkie-talkie in the room, and all of a sudden, the walkie-talkie started to speak, low battery, low battery, low battery. And they couldn't sleep. So you say, I have a heter, I don't have to wake up in the morning. No, chas v'shalom. It's more of a challenge of being an Eved. And yes, maybe you'll go to Davin and not feel it. That is the message of Pesach. The message of Pesach is exactly this. We are avodim to you, Rabbanu Shalom. I have a chiyuv to tell my children, and that's why the answer is avodim hayinu before we Mitzrayim. We don't see any misham, because we are not avodim to any baser vadam. We are avodim only to the Rabbanu Shalom. And we saw Lusky this week. Last week, I should say, had a beautiful idea. Because the truth is that we call this Pesach. Pesach's not the name that the Torah gives us. Chag HaMatzos. Nobody ever says Chag HaMatzos, right? Where are you going for Chag HaMatzos? Did you clean for Chag HaMatzos? Pesach, Pesach, Pesach. So he wondered why, Rav Schechter and his shir that he gave this week, so he spoke about that. He says it's kind of funny that it's called Chag HaPesach. Because Pesach is actually referring to Erev Pesach. It refers to the Korban Pesach. Refers to that beautiful time when they sang Hallel after Chatzos v'chulu. So Rosh Hashanah learned out so beautifully. Chag HaMatzos is what we did. We wanted to get out of there so quickly. We eat this Lechem Oni, obviously a central focus of the entire Haggadah, of our entire Seder night, is the matzah. How many kezesim? Before, after, two, five, some people have five, crazy stuff. But the matzah is this ultimate sign to the Ribbono Shalom, I am an Eved to you, Ribbono Shalom. Look what I'm doing this whole week, it's crazy. It's amazing in researching the topic of people, I don't know why, maybe more in Eretz Yisrael, they don't like to sell their chametz. Right? And people, it's like a, well, you sell your chametz. Oh, I sell my chametz, but only non-derabon chametz. Chametz bein, crazy. And one of the great rabbanim, I apologize, I don't remember who it was, but he wrote, this is from a shir from Rabbi Daniel Feldman. I forget who he quoted. I forgot who it was. And said that actually selling your chametz is a beautiful thing. Because it's a sign. People don't like it. They say, well, but the chametz is in my house. It's in the same place it is the entire year. No. But it's a sign to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm a true Eved. The entire year I eat all this chametz. I'm not even going to touch it. You can trust me. A guy can come to my house. It's not my chametz. It means nothing to me. It's Afrodara. That's a true Eved. Again, but that's an Eved that's B'nai Chayri. I'm free to eat the chametz. I could eat that, but I'm not. Because these are the rules. Chag HaMatzos is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Look what we do. An entire week we spend quadruple the amount of money than normally for these cookies that are you know, $19 for cookies because they have no gluten in it. And maybe, oh, these taste exactly like chocolate chip cookies. It's all for you, Ribbono Shel Olam. So why do we call it Chag HaPesach? Because it's the love that we have to Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam calls us Matzos Jews, but we say we're Pesach Jews. Because ultimately, the love of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Kol Dodi Doifek, is that the Ribbono Shel Olam knocked on the door and says, stay in your house or stay in quarantine. I'm going to pass over you, and then I'm going to take you out of Mitzrayim. Ani, me, lo saraf, I'm b'chvoy d'va'atzim of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because I want to make you into the ultimate Avodim, the ultimate B'nei Choyrim. Chag Cheiruseinu, Cheirus from the Gashmius of life. Free yourself from the bondage. It's not only talking about the Geula when we say that bracha, that Amir Tzashem we should be Zeichet to, but a Geula of not being tied down, whether it's the internet that we're challenged with, whether it's other Gashmius things in our lives. This is a holiday to say we've been Chayrim. Ben Chayrim is an Eved to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We should be Zoche to take these messages and be Zoche to eat from the Zvachim, the Psachim, on this wonderful holiday when we show the love that we have for the Ribbono Shel Olam, that he was Pasach Oysani. And may we open our mouths, Pesach, as the Grub beautifully quotes in the name of the Arizal, the holiday of speaking, of telling over our great story of Cheiros. We should be zeiche to bring the Korban Pesach by Shlishi v'meheira v'yameinu. Amen v'yameinu.